All right, joining me on the Talk More podcast is Dan St. Germain. He's going to be performing tonight, which is the 21st, Friday at Punchline Comedy Club, and tomorrow night, which is the 22nd. So if you're listening to this after the 22nd, sorry you missed out. But you can still go to his website. What's your website?
DanStGermain.net.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I'd gotten the .com, but, you know.
I have the same problem. So, this is so stupid. Does it piss you off every time? Like,
it did, but you got to let some stuff go, you know? But, yeah, I tried to then bid. It re-pissed me off this year because I had to. They said it was available, and then I re-bid for it, and I couldn't get it.
How much was it?
It was open. I think it was like $100 or something.
That's it?
No, but I like bid the amount. But then it was like one of these things where it's like you got to sign up for some pro service, and then I don't know. It just it didn't work out. Maybe I did something wrong. I'm not sure.
No, I think it's a racket. I think people are holding them hostage.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I have my username for everything for years has been just Kramer because my last name's Kramer.
Yeah.
So it's JustKramer. And I literally got the domain for it probably 10 years ago, and justkramer.com was taken. There's still nothing on justkramer.com. So I've been justkramer.net forever. And I'm like, I feel like such a turd with the .net. No disrespect that you have a .net as well.
No, it's not like, for some, people get like weirded out when you say it, but I also, you know.
First
at this point,
problems.
It's like if they Google Dan St. Germain, hopefully I come up.
Yeah, you'll be at the top of the list regardless.
If somebody else is top of the list, then
no, it was easy. I was Google. I was cyber stalking you before this.
No, and that's good to hear.
Yeah, I do that with all my guests.
Now you didn't make me feel special.
Well, only my favorite guests. I saw your arrest record and all those unquestionable things you did in high school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more about them.
I don't think I got arrested in high school.
I'm kidding. Oh, wait, did you really get arrested? I was kidding.
I got handcuffed. I've gotten handcuffed before, yeah. I've never got brought in for jail or anything. I was just fucking public intoxication.
Yeah? But they didn't take you in?
No, the cop was really nice. I had a pretty good experience with the LAPD.
Oh. Where were you? Coming out of a bar or something?
No, I was in, like, Koreatown looking for drugs. On the street, and I got my ass kicked by a gang.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to tell me the story.
I actually just told the story, but I literally Googled places to buy cocaine because I had gotten sober for 6 months and I hadn't gone to LA, and I went down to Koreatown, and then this father and son cholo team, like, they're like, I'll help you, dad, and they like beat me up on the street, and
oh my god,
luckily a waiter saved me.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, like, looking back, it's kind of funny. Also, like, they couldn't really, you know, I couldn't move because I was so drunk. But luckily, like, neither of them could really throw a punch, so I really lucked out.
Lay there like a dead fish while
I don't have much offense, but I got a, you know, big Irish melon head, so I can take a hit.
You look like you could take a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I got into a fight, I'd bruise. I'd bruise up. I'd swell up. I could fight back, but yeah, I don't feel like I'd be able to, like, I don't know, really take it. I'd probably start.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did the cops handcuff you then?
Because they had left by the time that happened.
Oh.
But like they were smart. They were a gang, so they understood when to leave the scene of a crime.
Yeah. You were too drunk to know what was.
No, I had no. Yeah, I had no idea. I was not. Yeah, I was not privy to that. Plus, I didn't live in Koreatown or live on the street, so I didn't really, you know,
you
understand.
Didn't have the street smarts.
No, I did not have the street smarts. I had a friend who lived downtown in the Mission. He was like a, not the Mission, that's San Fran.
Yeah.
The Midnight, near the Midnight Mission, yeah, in LA. And he was like a junkie for like years, and he just lived on the street. It's insane.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's crazy.
It's real
walking
upbeat.
Around.
I'm really trying to get people to the comedy club.
Yeah,
today.
This is really exciting. We're getting all sad about homeless people. What else should we talk about? Child poverty and children
for sure.
Can't eat.
Children soldiers.
Yeah.
Child soldiers. That's a whole.
This is a great topic.
Yeah.
So, okay, tell me a little bit about what people can expect at your show. I hate that question, but I haven't seen your stand up. So.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I guess somebody last night said, "You're crazy, man."
I can see that about you right off the bat.
Yeah. I mean, I look like the Unabomber. I'm not sure. I just I wish I could be like, sometimes you read these comedians' bio and it's
look like the Unabomber.
It's insane. It's insane what comedians say about themselves in their bios.
What do you think is the most annoying thing that comedians say about themselves?
When they like compare themselves to rock and roll. I think that really annoys me. Or like, you know, like this guy's breaking through. Or he's like, you want a fresh cup of in your face? Like that kind of stuff really bothers me.
It's so intense.
Yeah. So I know. I just try to be funny. And, you know, sometimes it works out.
Well, I think it's working out pretty well for you. You got how many nights? Four nights?
I got four nights. This is my third time back, I think. I headlined here once before. Molly and the club have been good to me.
If they're inviting you back, you're doing something right. Obviously, you're doing something right. You're all over the place. Tell me about your podcast.
Oh, it's a wrestling podcast.
Oh, so big if you wrestling like fan, that. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys dig it, please listen. It's me and Scott Chaplin. It was really funny. Who's a New York comic. He's done like Comedy Central Roast Battle and some stuff like that. And we just, you know, talk about the events of the week.
Okay.
So yeah, he's really funny.
Have you been into wrestling like forever since you were a kid?
Yeah,
or is this
since
a new
I was like a little kid.
I was really into it when it was WWF.
Right.
When I was like 8, 9 years old, and I loved Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage. And
right.
That whole scene, every Saturday morning, I was super into it. And then I kind of grew out of it, or maybe once I... Because at that age, I didn't know that it was kind of staged, even though there's a lot of athleticism that goes into it. Once I learned that, I just fell off. But I think the resurgence...
Do you like any sports now or any?
Yeah. Yeah. So
who's your team now?
Well, I'm an Angels fan for baseball because I grew up in Southern California.
Right.
And football, I don't have like one team. I just love football. So I play fantasy every year.
So it's like a player? Or do you like NBA? Like you just go by the players?
Well, so I've been in the Bay Area about a year and a half, and I went to my first Warriors games earlier, like one of the first few games of the season.
Oh,
and so
wow.
I've been following
them.
It was awesome. But so I've adopted the Warriors, but I feel like like I'm that asshole bandwagon fan.
Right.
But I live here now. This is home. I don't ever want to leave the Bay Area.
And I think that's fine.
Yeah, I feel like that.
I mean,
person,
I always kind of root for the Yankees whenever they get in the World Series. Just I used to be kind of a Mets fan, but now I just root for the Yankees because it's also kind of I don't like baseball that much. So it's kind of fun to watch the bad guy win. It's like rooting for Darth Vader, you know?
That's so true.
I also just think it's like, you know, like the teams that you like love to hate in every sport, it's better if they're good.
It's the rich
every
ones.
Year. You know, like it's better when the Yankees are good. It's better when the Patriots are good. It's better when the Cowboys are good. Like those are, it's all, I guess like NBA doesn't even like there's that those rules don't even apply anymore.
No,
it's just
so
a
different.
Player league now.
Yeah. So where are you born and raised?
New Jersey. So I was like a Jason Kidd Nets fan.
Okay.
And then I also like for some reason Pittsburgh, Mario Lemieux, and then.
Oh, I loved hockey as a kid.
Yeah.
I was an LA Kings fan, which isn't popular in the Bay Area because they're rivals with the Sharks.
Right.
But I don't dislike the Sharks. I just born and raised. I named my dog.
They went to the Stanley Cup this year, right? I'm so out of hockey.
The semifinals.
Oh, the semifinals.
They got beat by the Blues.
Okay, that's right.
But yeah, like hockey, I loved the Kings so much that I named my dog Rudy after Kelly Rudy, the goalie.
Oh, wow.
When I was like 10 years old.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a black lab.
And I got the best.
Like a silver collar.
They're the number one dog.
Aren't they? So now I have boxers. Mm-hmm. So I've turned the corner now. Like I was a diehard black lab lover. I still love black labs. Labs are like the best dogs. But now I have boxers. And so I have this like affection for boxers. Do you have a dog?
We have. I'm adopted. I'm an adopted dog daddy, which sounds.
No, I get it.
That sounds like a weird sex term. My fiance has a. Toy teacup Malty Poo.
Yeah, your stepdad.
That was I was stepdad, and it was actually rescued from like a what's it called, like the breeding places.
A puppy mill.
Puppy mill. Thank you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's and so it's like it. So we think like when you see it, you're like, did you pay thousands of dollars for this? But
it
was like the runs of the litter when, so it's like tiny, 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 tiny. But
I said
he's a little devil.
But you're not a stepdad. Like you're just the new dad, the adopted
dad. I'm the new dad, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the stepdad because I wasn't there when she adopted it. And I came in like a year and a half. Like he's obsessed with her. And he sometimes is into me and sometimes not. He can be hot and cold.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Treats, man. My roommate gives my dog treats all day when I'm not home. My dog now loves her more than me.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. So if you want to win the dog over, treats.
I try to do it with like the treat. It doesn't really like treat because we spoil it with human food sometimes.
Oh,
so now that it's gotten the taste of like
cheeseburgers and
like
stuff.
Oh my god, man. I gave it, I mean, I remember I wouldn't finish a steak, so I gave it some of a steak.
Oh crap.
And it was just,
they'll never eat kibble again.
Yeah, he was just like going nuts.
I made the bad habit of when I go to In-N-Out, I grab my dog a burger.
They sell burgers to dogs now.
Well, I just buy, right? Usually they give them to you without the bun or whatever, but like I just buy a plain burger and like I'll cut it into four, because if I give it to her whole, she's big, she's like 65 pounds, she'll just try and eat the whole thing in one bite. Right. But yeah, like I'm obsessed with In-N-Out, and I feel bad. I'm like, I got to bring my dog an In-N-Out burger. But now it's like the second she smells that, you know, like sick. There's that smell, she starts drooling. It's Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah.
But if your girlfriend or your fiance is already giving your dog like badass food, you got to find another way in if you want to be the favorite.
I don't think there is another way in, you know, because it's like, I mean,
screwed.
I think he was in that puppy mill for like 5 years.
Aww.
And she came by. So like he is like...
She saved his life. Yeah. I guess you just need to accept it at this point.
I just need to get my own dog.
Why don't you go rescue another dog?
Yeah, rescue another dog. We got to find a tiny one though, because I get nervous about, like, for like the whole year that I lived with her for the first year, I was terrified of doing the, you know, Christopher Moltisanti and The Sopranos where he accidentally... sit on the dog, you
know?
Yes. The dog's like 3 pounds.
You
and
crush
I'm 230
it.
Pounds. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not coming back from that. The marriage is off if that happens, you know?
That's why I don't have a small dog, because I have this fear that I would... I mean, I step on my dog on accident all the time, but she just looks at me like, get out of here. Because she's big. But a tiny dog, it's like fragile. It's like something delicate, especially when it's as small as you're saying. Like, I feel like they're little bones you could just... break in half on accident,
you know? Yeah, it's been a little resilient. Like it'll
what's his name,
Mushu, like Mushu Pork.
Oh, that's cute.
And it'll fall off, like it'll fall off the couch sometimes and like make like a crazy like Alan Rickman spinning motion, as you know, in Die Hard when he's falling out of the building, but then like be totally fine. And then he's another dog. I remember my sister's dog like gets really excited to see him. He doesn't really pay much attention to other dogs. He likes big dogs, but it flipped him over, and he just landed, and then he kind of like scampered away, pissed off. But yeah, he's very small, and the thing is like he gets the more comfortable he gets, the more he's up your ass. So you're always like, you know. But I've gotten better at now, because I'm like, I literally go to bed with a flashlight. Like I flashlight the bed just to make sure to see where he is, and then I'll see like a little fur ball curled up next to her, and I'll be like, okay, I can sleep on my side now.
You're in second place, right, when it comes to your fiance and the dog?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
Sometimes
I'm not
tied
trying to be
first,
mean. I'm just being honest.
He's never second. Sometimes we're tied for first, but he's never second.
Does your girlfriend come to your shows, or your fiance come to your shows?
I try to. She comes to like one every 2 months, which I think is smart.
So how long have you been together?
Well, I guess, geez, like a year and a half now, but we had dated before that.
Okay.
So that's like,
so you know each other for quite a while.
A decent amount.
Does she still think you're funny?
What? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's why you don't want them to come in every show. Like I had an ex who came at every show, and she was, I mean, like it was like, I mean, that's not what led to the breakup, but it didn't help. You know, like she would literally be able to recite my jokes line for line. And not in a fun way, you know, like in a way of like a kid forced to go to church.
Oh, God.
So I try to like if it's a good one, I'll tell her to come. But
you got to keep that material fresh.
Yeah. Sometimes like she came to the Comedy Cellar the other night and just came to eat and then left. So, yeah, I try not to. She'll go on the road with me sometimes, but I'm not like, I don't know. I don't want to. You know, I don't want her to have to watch that much comedy. And I also want to just make sure, like, if it's like a good show, she'll come out and, you know.
All right, how long are you staying in San Francisco?
I'm here until Sunday.
Okay.
And then I'm going to LA for a couple days. I think I'm like hosting the Dave and Buster's WWE Stomping Grounds party.
Well, that sounds like a dream for you.
It is. No, I think it's just like me in a room with a bunch of fans and I press play on the Roku remote or something.
That's cool. So do you get into the stuff, the games at Dave and Buster's? Because I go there with my niece and nephews.
I still like the crank game where you pick up stuffed animals, but it's a really creepy thing to do if you don't have kids.
Yeah.
So I give them my dog or like my fiance, but it's a weird thing. Like,
just don't give it to a random kid.
No, I ever. Don't. Like, I just never talk to kids.
Red flag.
Yeah, I just never talk to kids, like whether high school, middle school. Maybe I'll talk to like a boy high school kid. That's, you know, about
wrestling
it.
Probably.
Yeah, and even then it'll be like really, you know,
awkward.
Yeah, although I offered to buy a 20-year-old beer once. He was behind the Duane Reade counter. This was like a week ago because I was like, well, you can go and fight for our country and die. So I think I could buy you a beer.
That's a solid move guy. Right there.
Yeah, because I was getting a Heineken 00s, and which are like no non-alcoholic. They're terrific because I don't drink anymore. Which a lot of people like who were sober would be like, don't do that. You're like it's the equivalent of like,
it's like flirting with it.
Yeah, it's like well, you're not cheating, but you are texting a girl from work. You know, like that's like the alcohol equivalent of that.
Yeah.
So
that's
I
a great analogy.
I was like there, and he was like, oh, are these good? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, hey, I can't buy them. I'm 20. And I'm like, fine, when you're 20, I'm like, you can go to war. You can go buy. I was like, I'll buy a beer. And his boss was right there. And she's like, I'll pretend I didn't hear that. I'm like, he's 20.
Right.
And he's also working in the East Village at like 1 a.m. Like he could get stabbed or shot at any moment.
You can't buy a goddamn beer.
Really shot. New York, it's a lot harder to get shot now. But you could get stabbed at any moment. Now you can't buy a beer. That seems a little crazy to me.
Wasn't it a non-alcoholic beer too?
It was a non-alcoholic. But even then I would have bought him like an alcohol. You know, he's a 20-year-old guy.
So wait a minute. You went out of your way to buy him a beer, but you bought
him a
non-
I didn't. He wouldn't, you know.
Oh, he wouldn't take it?
Well, he was asking about the non-alcoholic beer. Oh. He's like, well, I want to try one. And I'm like, how old are you? And he's like, well, I'm 20.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you're working the night shift at a Duane Reade and you can't buy a beer? It's a very bizarre standard in society.
In.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. I've never even heard of that Heineken 00.
It's like either make everything 21 or everything 18.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but...
You know?
I don't know. But imagine if, like, 18-year-olds, like, if they had easier access. I mean, I think about the trouble I got into when I had to try and find alcohol at 18.
That's true, but do you think... But that reverse that, and it doesn't really apply to me, because I have my own, you know, my problem is my problem. But, like, the reverse of that is, like, you go to European countries, and kids are allowed to, like, drink at, like, 15, and then, like, by the time they're 21 or whatever, they're, like... They either have a problem or they're like, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, like, so every once in a while I'll get drunk. Most of the times I'll like, you know, like I'll have a couple drinks and
it's like flipping a coin.
Yeah.
Like, they're either going to go off the deep end or they're just going to be over it by then.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough coin flip.
Yeah. It's a tough coin flip.
Well, Dan St. Germain is going to be at Punchline Comedy Club tonight,
yeah,
which is Friday the 21st, and tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd. I'm going to try and maybe come see your show tonight because I'm going to be up here in the city. So,
yeah.
That would
you should
be
come
fantastic.
By.
Yeah.
And also, I'll be selling my albums, No Real Winners Here, $5.
What?
They used to be 10, but I got to get rid of them.
On sale.
So
I'll take 17 of
and
them.
And I'll sign them, too.
So. You can get yourself a signed Dan St. Germain album tonight at Punchline Comedy Club for $5.
So when I get famous for, I don't know. Being the next Unabomber, you can have my signed album.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do your show tonight with some like Unabomber glasses on?
My eyes are like my that's like a big selling point. I could do,
yeah.
I could do, but maybe I'll close in the Zodiac costume with a bag over the head.
That's a good idea.
I did a lot of Zodiac Photoshop for these shows.
I saw your Twitter. Yeah, that was pretty creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very appropriate for San Francisco. Well done, sir.
Yeah, I tried. You know, everybody does Full House or whatever. I wanted to switch it up.
Yeah, you did well. Well,
thank you.
Excited to have you here and can't wait for your show tonight.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Yeah.